From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. Constantly question, test ideas, seek proof. That's the Chicago approach at chicagogsb.edu.
I just returned from the National Summit on Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Intersex Health, LGBTI Health for short. And when I tell people about it, they say, oh, an AIDS conference, right? Actually wrong, but I know what they mean. The attention we've so rightly paid to AIDS has understandably led people to believe that AIDS is the only serious health problem facing the LGBTI communities. But as the National Summit made clear, we actually face many pressing health issues. First of all, we can find it hard to give ourselves the care we deserve. Like any group that's faced bias, hostility, even violence, we're prone to depression and anxiety. And we can succumb to the lures of smoking, drinking, drugs, overeating, and high-risk sex. But it's important to realize that our higher rates of depression, anxiety, and addiction arise from bias, and our health will get better as bias gets rarer. It's also sadly clear that some of us delay and avoid medical care, with predictably disastrous results. Of course, lots of people put off doctor's visits, but queer people can be particularly tempted to delay because of bad experiences with biased MDs. The hard truth is that some doctors just don't give us the same care they give other patients. A few refuse to see us. Others make negative or incredulous comments, or become distracted and uncomfortable, or press us to take HIV tests or contraception we just don't need. Too few take the time to learn about our particular health needs, train their staffs not to ask which of two gay dads or two lesbian moms is the real parent, or change their forms so we can proudly disclose our partners and our histories. Bias is always destructive, but it's especially damaging when it literally makes us sick. So let's start talking about the toll that bias takes on LGBTI health, so that silence doesn't, once again, equal death. With a perspective, I'm Shane Snowden.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.